Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Gans, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Gans.
Well, hello, my friends, and welcome aboard the Yacht Rock Show, August 7th, 2020. This is Baba Wawa.
My mother's birthday.
Get out of here.
August 7th, yeah, it's my mother's birthday. So today is my mother's birthday if we're airing this on August 7th. Yes. It's a good thing we didn't record.
I wonder if she likes... Hey, Joe, you think your mom might like some Yacht Rock?
No, no, she hates it.
Nah, right?
No, she's old school. She's like...
What is Sinatra, she like, Sinatra?
You know, yeah, she's from... She's 80-something, so she likes Sinatra. Old Italian singers. Guys from Hoboken,
right.
Actually. Jimmy Roselli, Frank Sinatra.
Right.
She knew all those
Tony
people.
Tony Bennett. Right.
That's funny stories about it. I remember she had a story when she was a teenager. Jerry Lewis was in town in Hoboken, because my mother grew up in Hoboken. And they were playing softball or something. He was already famous, but he was really relatively young. And he threw a baseball, and it broke. It hit my mom in the head or in the glasses, and it broke her glasses. And his office paid for her new glasses. She has his autograph to this day.
Tony Bennett?
No, for Jerry Lewis.
Oh, Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know what he was doing in Hoboken playing softball, but she got in the way of a fly ball, pop fly or something, and came down
How
and broke
cool
her glasses.
How cool is that?
And his office bought her new glasses, and she has... It's right on one of her bureau there. It's framed.
Joe, what a great story. That's a great story.
It's going to be worth something, that autograph now.
Wow. Hey, let me tell you, it might.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, he's passed away.
Very
now,
cool.
So sure.
Yep. So, welcome aboard, friends. We got another great set for you. And Joe and I are going to have some fun. By the way, I want to say hi to all my friends out in Twitter land and in Instagram and in Facebook. But this week, we've got a very, very important topic, if you will. And I got to thank Richard Marx, the singer from the late 80s. Richard Marx, he's a funny guy. I mean, I love his music. Not everything, but I do like his music. Endless Summer Nights, slamming, you know. But every once in a while, he gets a little, trunculate? What's the word? Trunculate?
Trunculate. Wow, that's a $10 word there if I ever heard one.
Thank you.
Know the definition. What does trunculant mean?
Like he gets like an attitude or... Yeah, give me the definition of trunculant.
Ask Siri.
What is it?
We're not going to wait for that. So what? I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah,
so what did he say this week on Twitter?
We'll come back to that. So, you know, he brings up an interesting thing, but I don't like what he said. Obviously, this is the problem. I'm talking about Yacht Rock. Needless to say, there's a lot of folks, there's a lot of haters, believe me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very small minority, but they're out there. Especially if you go on the Steely Dan page. Oh, man, they get
from
all
uppity. From what I understand,
uppity.
Yeah, so they probably just think, they think it's less of a term of endearment and more like a, you know, sly, critique of something cheesy about the music, but little do they know. I mean, anybody who's in on the Yacht Rock thing is doing it out of love.
Absolutely.
Love for the style. Like I guess it's a
Absolutely.
Term of endearment. I don't see it as anything but that.
And, you know,
but they're seeing it as a disrespect, you know, some sort of slight.
Correct.
To those artists like Steely Dan or Michael McDonald.
Correct.
And of course, Boz Skaggs doesn't like it. We've said that ad nauseum. We've mentioned that.
And that's the farthest from the truth, Joe. Because the Beyond Yacht Rock guys, with all due respect, in their defense, they love this music, okay? So for Richard Marx to come out and start shooting off his mouth and saying, you know, these guys have never written anything in their life, and he cursed, too. He said the F word, you know?
Oh, really?
What
was the exact quote? Can you read it, or you don't have it open?
If you give me a minute, I'll find it. I'll definitely
Good
come back to
for
it.
The show there. Good prep work.
Yeah,
prep.
You like that? You like that? I'm always ready.
Good job prepping for the show. Good job.
You like that?
It's all right.
I
don't waste too much time on it. But so, in short, he was misinformed himself, assuming that Yacht Rock is not a term of endearment.
Listen, if he would take a little time, you know, just, you know, take a little time, Richard, and find out what it's all about before you shoot it off, shoot it down. Like he was saying, like it's an insult. It's not an insult,
yeah,
man.
That's what
it's
I'm
not.
Thinking.
It's not.
Certainly
you know?
Not. So certainly there's, not on our
there's
account.
There's a lot of people out there that hate what we don't know. You know? And I'm sorry, man. I've been saying this for the longest. I was Yacht Rock before they coined the term. And I remember when I first heard it on Sirius XM, when they were doing the right thing, it was great. Then they, whatever, I'm not going to get into that. They've ruined it. And they don't even care anymore. That's another story. But, you know, remember the cassette tapes I used to make, Joe?
No, absolutely.
All these songs were on it. You know it better than anybody.
The Maxell XL or whatever it was.
Yeah, the Nakamichi, the black Nakamichi that I had. And I'd make these killer sets, okay? And all these songs were on If You Should Sail, all the Doobies, whatever. So, you know, for him to come out with this rant, a nasty rant, you know, it's not nice. You know, learn a little bit before you cut it down like that.
You think maybe it had a little bit to do with the fact that he doesn't fit in the Yacht Rock zone, and wishes he could?
No, negative. I think that he looks at it like, I don't want to be part of that has-been scene.
Yeah, it could
That's
be seen
what
as
I
that.
Think.
It's kind of a retro
now, mind
has-been
you,
thing if you see it the wrong way.
Well, but it all depends who's listening to it. Some 20-year-old listens to this and says, ooh, he's discovering all this new music. It's not
how
new, but
often,
it's new to him.
How often does Samir say, this sounds like something that was just released yesterday, right?
Thank you. I've been, that's exactly my point, okay? A lot of this music, even the stuff that was recorded in 75, like How Long by Paul Carrack, that's one of the songs we're going to play today by Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds. That song was way ahead of its time, and it's been sampled a gazillion times by these rappers, you know, they can't be original, God forbid.
Tell us how you really think.
So, yeah, and they're geniuses. They're all geniuses. I love it. Don't get me started with that. But, I mean, I'm not saying all. There is talent out there, but there's a lot of people that are getting away with murder, my friend.
Let me give
a
disclaimer. But, folks, Eddie didn't have a good night's sleep last night, so please excuse his politically incorrect rants right now. Because we lost power during that storm that came coming through the East Coast. Isaias, what was his name? Right? Isaias was the name.
Yeah,
I heard every weather guy did not know how to pronounce Isaias. It's as easy as that. And they were going, Isaias. Yeah, they were adding like extra vowels and S's and Isaias, something like that. But anyway,
really?
Isaias came through here, and we lost power. Eddie lost power. I lost power. Samir didn't lose power. But needless to say, we both got horrible night's sleep because the air conditioner wasn't working. So we're both feeling a little bitter. Maybe we should have waited until next week. We should have took a hiatus on this show.
Well,
now, before we say anything else wrong, let's start the show and get the first song rolling.
You know what? We'll come back to this. Here it is.
Yeah, sure.
Let's get started. Here's a killer remix from Dreamweaver. Check it out. The Gary Wright.
It's the Gary Wright.
Here it is. We'll be right back.
at the gate, and girl, you've got the key. Baby, baby, falling in love, I'm falling in love again. Baby, baby, falling in love, I'm falling in love again. It seems like yesterday,
song.
Now you see, I'm not sure that I think that that should be Yacht Rock, that tune. Tell me why you think it should, and I'll tell you why I think it shouldn't.
Okay, first of all, one right off the bat, the groove. The groove, it's got that Bobby Caldwell, what you will do, and this is way before, well, not too much, but it was. It just came out in 75. It's got, it's R&B groove, it's sung by three white guys. Right there alone, that is an ingredient for Yacht.
Yeah, that's an ingredient. Blue-eyed soul,
Joe, this is pre-prototype Yacht Rock. Big time. Absolutely.
Yeah, I can almost hear that, but I'm almost hearing a... I think I might have a bias. Like, I'm hearing, like, it sounds like it's almost like it's post, like, 50s doo-wop.
Really?
It's kind of like almost like... It's almost like Frankie Val... what's his name? The Four Seasons. Who's that guy? Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
That's funny.
It's got vibe to me. Like it's post 50s. It's doo-wop. Yeah, doo-wop's the word.
I'll tell you something.
Frankie Valli became, you know what I mean? Frankie Valli became is what I'm hearing there.
Well, this is Frankie Valli, but hipper. That's what I would. Okay. I hear this. First of all, I told you this song was sampled by a lot of rappers. A lot. And when they do that, it's because they dig the groove. So,
sure,
definitely. I'm surprised that this is not certified yet. This should be. It's definitely on this boat. All right.
Yeah, it floats our boat.
Let's move on. Let's hear from our cool friend from Playa, Mr. Peter Beckett.
Hi, everyone. This is Peter Beckett from Playa, here with your captain, Eddie Gans, keeping it smooth just for you right here on the Yacht Rock Show. Here's my number one hit. Baby, come back.
Forget you is just a waste of time. mascot, false bravado, trying to keep up a smile that hides a tear. But as the sun goes down, you get that empty feeling again.
We'll be right back.
It like it's yacht.
It's the Yacht Rock Show.
This is the Yacht Rock Show.
On the Yacht Rock Show.
Lukather, how you doing?
Come experience what lies beyond the sports car. American Motors introduces Eagle SX4, the new four-wheel drive sport machine. Eagle SX4 outcorners Trans Am in soft sand, out-accelerates Mustang Turbo in loose dirt, outbrakes MGB on dry pavement. Plus, the four-wheel drive Eagle SX4 beats them all in gas mileage. Experience driving in the fourth dimension with American Motors.
We're in San Francisco's world-famous Blue Fox restaurant to secretly replace the fine coffee they ordinarily serve with Folgers Instant Coffee Crystals. Are Folgers dark, sparkling crystals rich enough to top off a world-famous dinner? Let's see.
It tasted really rich.
Hey, you can let us know so we can go out and buy it.
It's Folgers Crystals.
I can't believe it, that it's an instant coffee.
It's very rich.
Folgers Crystals. Coffee rich enough to be served in America's finest restaurants.
Make me do for love what I would.
trying to do, baby. Let me do for love more than I do.
Maybe we should throw this on, and then we stumbled upon this version, which are, if we're going to toot our own horn, our ears, before we even looked at the liner notes, heard Ricky Peterson on there, right?
Absolutely.
And we both said, wow, doesn't that sound like Ricky Peterson, the sounds and the way he produces? And lo and behold, it was Ricky Peterson and his brother Paul, actually, on bass, who I connected with because I thought he played on something else that I really dug, and I wanted to tell him about it. So I sent him an email about a year and a half ago.
That has got to be the most remade song ever.
Yeah. Does everybody know who that was? Tell everybody who that one was.
Oh, that's the most underrated singer in the world, Donny Osmond.
The almost disrespected,
too. Badass. It's terrible. I mean, I think it's gotten better, you know, but for a while there,
take it from a real singer.
You couldn't say his name.
Donny Osmond can sing.
Ah. Donny Osmond is a badass, okay?
Yeah.
And that version is unbelievable. Love it. So
how he hooked up with Ricky
Peterson. That being said, that's interesting. Hopefully we can get him on the show one of these days.
Right.
But, you know, going back to the Richard Marx rant, I was going to say that in the beginning, when you don't know what yacht rock is, you automatically assume, oh, it's Summer Breeze. Anything that involves sailing, soft rock. And then we found out that's not true.
Right. The first month or so that we tried doing this 4 or 5 years ago, we thought it was just soft rock pretty much fit the bill. But there was certain criteria that, you know, that really makes a yacht rock song a yacht rock song or not.
Yeah. And then we discovered the Beyond Yacht Rock guys, the guys that coined the term.
Yeah, they invented
this
whole thing.
And I connected with J.D. Riznar a while back. And then lately, but in the past couple of years, I connected more with Hollywood Steve. And he's very cool. And I always say it. Joe and I always say this, folks. We did not invent yacht rock. We just carry or keepers of the flame. Am I right, Joe?
Absolutely.
Thank you. And once you learn the science of it, because they invented something very clever. once you discover it, it's easy when you're a musician, but you don't have to be a musician or a singer to get it, you know? But once you discover it, it's like the skies open up. Joe will tell you, I discover, and so does Joe, we discover yacht rock songs all the time.
Yeah,
I'm having a blast doing that. Am I right?
Yeah, it never ends. The coolest thing I find about yacht rock is how it's kind of a niche thing, but yet it has all these arms that reach out. Like we say, there's disco yacht, there's R&B yacht, there's all, but yet it, you know, people think it's this one little myopic thing to focus on, but it has, at the same time, it's a dichotomy. It has all these arms that reach out in different stylistic directions. And
that's,
I don't
right.
even know how to explain that. It's like, it's, you know, is it narrow or is it broad? And it's both.
No, it's broad. And I'll tell you, Yacht Soul, that's big time. I just heard a song,
yeah.
and it's a really exclusive Yacht Soul, which I would play here anyway. You know that, because we play Yacht Soul anyway. It's good. But that's that song in particular, if I had to categorize it, it would be, it's a Minnie Riperton song with George Benson from 1980. I don't remember the title, but it's very R&B Yacht Soul. And that's where I would categorize
me?
That. You know, so
oh, you said Yacht Soul.
Said,
I think you said something else.
Yacht Soul. Oh, jeez. So now we're going to move on with something you're going to love. What's another thing about the yacht? It's all about fools. That's what we are.
Right. Right. We're fools for it. We're fools in love with yacht.
We're fools for it. And here's Fred Knobloch, certified yacht, a bigger fool.
Tell me. Hi, this is Rupert Holmes with Captain Eddie Gans, and here's my song that launched a million piña coladas. Escape, the Piña Colada song, here on the Yacht Rock Show.
Steve Lukather.
Steve Picaro.
Joseph Williams.
We are Toto.
Here's another classic track from Toto. I'm sure you're going to remember it.
Nothing but the touch of your hand.
How could I let you go? Got a phone call, or was it a dream? A voice spoke to me. I could swear it was you that I heard crying desperately.
Wayne Nelson from Little River Band. It's the best yacht rock of the 70s and 80s. From here on, we're smooth sailing. Stay tuned.
This is the Yacht Rock Radio Show.
Have you heard about the Lonesome Loser?
Imagine, can your G.I. Joe make the adventure team? You can find out at the training center. You climb Joe up the tower, send him down the easy way and the hard. You put Joe through the rugged obstacle course. Uh-oh, he's face to face with a giant snake. Looks like it's ready to strike. And from out of nowhere comes help. The training center's top. But with your help, Joe can make it. The new G.I. Joe Training Center Adventure, complete with 3-foot-high tower you assemble.
Beer for the best time of the day, Miller High Life.
Now, back to the smooth.
Outside your window, beating down.
on. What album is that from?
It's the same, bro. It's debut.
Wow, really? Awesome. That's the song. Debut album? That sounds so much later.
Yeah. I think that's Larry Carlton.
Really?
Playing on that.
I mean, he plays guitar,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it
Christopher
could be
Cross
him.
Is not,
it could
a, he's
him.
Not shabby.
No, not at all.
He's no Larry Carlton, but he's not shabby.
Right. He's doing better, by the way. He's
oh,
looking
from the
good.
COVID?
Yeah, he's looking better, and he's on his way back. Very cool.
Good for him.
Yep.
All right, so any day now, Samir. There it is.
Oh. It's the dreaded anchor.
As if
and
we
this
didn't
week,
know.
And this week on the dreaded anchor segment, this was sent in by Jeff Renfro of Tulsa, Oklahoma. How you doing, Jeff?
How you doing, Jeff?
This is interesting. The year was 84. Before I met you. And you know
ooh,
who
that
this
sounds
is?
Pretty yachty. It was my let me guess, hang on. To ever find a way to happiness. You've got to be I don't know, 84, huh? No.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to get it. Now,
Crystal
I tell
Gale?
You.
Who is that?
Now you're close. It's Rita Coolidge.
Oh, Rita Coolidge.
Yeah.
No, that's a pretty yachty tune for her.
It is like pretty it. Yachty. Yeah. It sounds like a combination of, here it is. The Pointer Sisters, He's So Shy, right?
Oh, yeah, I hear that.
And it's got a little bit of the Robbie Dupree. You'll hear it. But
right.
It's nice. See? That better. Hear the groove?
Yeah. 84? I wonder who's playing. Did you get any liner notes on it?
Bro, no, this album is so obscure.
Sounds like a fretless
very
bass,
obscure.
Fretless
sounds
P
fretless.
Bass. I wonder who that is. It's a fretless P bass, I think.
Hear that?
And a lot of slides and sneers and stuff.
Yeah. Watch, listen closely. Watch. Here comes. It all comes back so clearly. She had a couple of hits. Rita, remember?
Yeah, what was her biggest
then she had the big one. Well, she had I'd Rather Leave While I'm In Love. Remember that? I'd Rather Leave While I'm In Love ballad she had. And of course, she did We're All Alone, the one by Bob Skaggs. Close the window, calm the lights.
Oh,
she had a hit with that, yeah. And let me tell you, it's a shame. This did nothing.
What's the name of this song?
It's called Something Said Love. This sounds right up the Pointer Sisters alley, man. He's so shy. It's definitely yachty, Joe.
Yeah, for sure.
It's got the Rhodes, right? It's got the Doobie Bounce. I like it. Rita Coolidge. Very interesting. Very cool. I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Definitely. Right?
Good
cool.
job, Jeff. I like
Let's
it.
Let's put it. Let I think it floats the boat. I'll
sure.
give it. Three and a half anchors. Thank you, Jeffrey.
That's nice.
Yep. And once again, folks, if you want to send in a song to see if it floats the boat, send it to the Yacht Rock Show at gmail.com. And we'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is Martin Page, here with your host, Eddie Gantz, keeping it cool and smooth, right here, just for you, on the Yacht Rock Show. Next up is my song, In the House of Stone and Light.
Brave radio show host, because that song, I'm sure everybody would say that there's no way that's yacht rock. It's outside of the time frame. It doesn't have many of the components. It even has that like Tibetan wind instrument sounds. It's way out of the yacht rock realm, but yeah, you play it with impunity.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you why. Compare it to Toto. It's got the slickness. It's got the balls to the wall. It's cool.
It does have a Toto feel.
Right?
Could
it reminds
Tambu,
me of Toto.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why I think you like it. That's true.
Absolutely. I think it's got plenty of components. And remember, like we've said before, it doesn't matter, man. If it's got all the components, it could be from the year 2030. As long as it sounds yachty, to me, it sounds great. Sounds great on the boat. All right,
we're talking under modern yacht.
Okay, there you go. So, to continue our Richard Marx rant, now we got his buddy. Boss Gags is not a fan of the term either. You know, but I'm sure he doesn't mind the residual checks or the resurgence on his career, Joe.
Yeah, his catalog probably shot up after everybody realized he was part of that genre.
Right. But he doesn't like the term, which is ridiculous. You know, he probably doesn't even know what it's all about.
Right. He probably feels it. It's like a washed up category.
Right. Farthest thing from the truth. That's ridiculous. But here is a beauty. This was written by Bobby Caldwell. And Bobby did do a version of this song.
Yeah, we love that one.
But but needless to say, I think the Boz Scaggs version is killer. Boz Scaggs nailed it, and he's got the usual suspects on this. All the Toto members are playing on this. This is a great track. I'm talking about "Heart of Mine." Here it is, Boz Scaggs.
Find true love that will last forever. And ever
Hi, this is Rosita Hush from Detroit, Michigan. I love the Yacht Rock Show because it's the yachtiest pop and soft rock from the 70s and 80s. You're listening to the Yacht Rock Show with Eddie and Joe. Hey, fellas, how about some Steely Dan?
that's one of my favorites. Steely Dan.
Yeah, of course.
Josie. When Josie Asia. Comes home.
Desert Island disc that Asia is.
Oh,
that and Nightfly.
Unbelievable. That and Nightfly. And Gaucho.
Yeah. I can't Gaucho live without Glamour Profession.
Glamour Profession, Time Out of Mind, and Hey 19. That's Aretha Franklin. She don't know. The Queen of Soul. What a killer line. I love that. Right, Joe?
So does that brings us to the end of this show?
That brings us to, I'm so glad we had this time together. Like Carol Burnett used to say.
Yeah.
Or sing, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, folks, get ready. We are working on getting the Yacht Rock Show 24/7 radio station. That's going to be fun, but don't worry, the podcast is not going to disappear. I have some people telling me, oh, don't get rid of the podcast. And of course not. We're not going to get rid of it. It'll be on Friday nights, 8 o'clock. But, you know, you can, once the show, the podcast is over, you know, once that you can listen to the radio station with all the killer playlists. It'll be everything. It's going to be great. Looking forward to that. All right, so Joe and I will say goodbye, and we will catch you on the next.
Yeah, but wait. Wait.
What?
There's another song to take us out. We're saying goodbye, but there's a song after us, so don't tune out just
right.
yet.
That's right.
Eddie, so we Eddie got, must have a hot got, date tonight. He wants to run out of here. But there's one more song.
I got a hot date.
We're saying goodnight. After the song plays, we'll be over, but we're saying goodnight now. You know how it works, folks. We've done it before.
You know the drill. Here's Bertie Higgins to take us out. All right, folks. See you on the next
one.
Good night.
Hi, this is Bertie Higgins with your host, Eddie Gans. It's smooth sailing till we dock. Next up, Key Largo.
Wrapped around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first cold winter together, lying in each other's arms, watching those old movies, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero, and you were my leading lady. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, kid, missing all the things we did. We can find it once again. How long? Just like they did in Key Largo. Honey, can't you remember? We played all the parts. That sweet scene of surrender, you gave me your heart. Please say you will play it again, 'cause I love you still. Maybe this can't be the end. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, kid.
Here's looking at you, kid.
and all the things we did. We can find it once again, I know, just like they did in Key Largo. We had it all,
we had it all,
just like those.